3 points will be deducted from the blue team right now, so you should be good.
Any chance I can get a cardio break?
Yeah.
I mean, that was brutal.
I don't need one.
I'm twice your age. All right. As I was saying, in many different rooms around the world, I have shared an observation that I have made in my life. And in all the spaces and places I've shared this observation, I've yet to have one person, not even one person, ever contradict or disagree with my assertion. This observation I've made that I'm about to share with you right now. You ready for this observation?
Yeah.
Because here it is. Every Sunday is peanut butter jelly time. Okay. Okay, that's not the real observation. The real observation is simply this. In the entire known history of humanity, I mean everything, all the collections, anything you ever look at, the entire known history of humanity, no one ever, and there's not a single piece of evidence to suggest that anyone ever, be it in the Bible, classic literature, myths, old stories, Snapple facts, modern film, books, Chipotle bags, you name it. There's not a single piece of evidence to suggest that anyone ever has ever touched something great, ever done something great, touched greatness, and I mean true greatness, the kind of greatness that you and I would all just universally agree upon, yeah, that's great. That kind of greatness. No one's ever achieved that, meaning they achieved it for themselves. So this excludes Kylie Jenner and all the other silver spoons who just get things handed to them, right? And their greatness would be questioned. No, this has got to be greatness that we would all be like, no, that is great, right? We're talking about great. No one's ever achieved this type of greatness ever from a place of personal comfort. Yeah, oh yeah, so still no disagreement. We all agree. No one achieves great things or greatness from a place of comfort. Now, this is good news and bad news for us. The good news is we can all still agree on something. Seriously, regardless of what our social media feeds say or our national network news, we can all agree. We just did. The bad news is this, that we as humans like to be comfortable. Yeah, in fact, we even have a name for this type of thing. We've even named its location. Why don't you say it with me? We call it our comfort zone. That's right. And if we're being honest, where do we like to be in our comfort zone? Right in the middle. Probably where John Burke is right now. Hurt. Give me a break. What?
What? We have clipping on the pastor.
Wait, you know, check the video.
We take it back.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, no foul
no
on
flag,
the play.
No flag on the play.
All right. Let's keep this rolling. All right. The truth is we like to be right in the middle of our comfort zone. In fact, the closer we get to the edges of our comfort zone, the more undone we start to become. Like, oh my gosh, I sense that discomfort is getting close and we don't like it. Now, I should tell you that greatness isn't the only thing outside of your comfort zone. Jail time, it's outside of mine, okay? But still, greatness is out there too. And if we want to be a part of a great life spiritually, to know a full life of love and joy and peace, we're going to have to be willing to be made uncomfortable, to stretch ourselves beyond comfort. It's what makes this guy named Paul so intriguing. Paul's one of the first followers of Jesus ever. He travels around the entire Roman Empire, starting faith communities like ours. And in these travels, often called his missionary journeys, he will go out of his way to serve others, like way out of his way. And in doing so, he'll experience a bold love despite facing a lot of persecution. Things like being arrested and imprisoned, scourged, flogged, beaten and abused, shipwrecked all multiple times, snake bitten, sneered, jeered, constantly criticized. And yet he always pushes past pleasing people in order that he might please God. And it begs the question, why would Paul endure so much discomfort? Well, a quick look at a snippet in one of the letters he wrote to one of his startup faith communities will shed a lot of light on this. Here's how it reads. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. That's what I'm talking about, yeah. Now, just two things I want you guys to fix your eyes on here from this passage. First is for you millennials watching everywhere. Only one gets the prize. No participation trophies. It's not even biblical. It's not even...
Man, that's messed up.
What?
Your own teammate's a millennial. He's a boy, child, half man, and you're hitting on him, man.
Oh, that's you're only up. Calling that because you're a millennial.
Oh, you talk to your mother with that mouth,
I
Robert?
I sure do, Snowflake.
Oh, I eat snowflakes. Yeah. I'm a snowball. Yes.
Good. That was fair, Ricky. I'm sorry, but it was totally worth it. I got to tell you. All right. Here's actually the key phrase I want you to lock in on. They do it for a crown that will not last, but we do it for a crown that will last forever. This is why Paul is willing to push himself outside of his spiritual comfort zone, to do many things that are very uncomfortable. And if you or I want to achieve spiritual greatness, we're going to have to push ourselves out of our comfort zone as well. Maybe for some of you, it's just getting your butt out of bed regularly and getting to church. Do you know what I'm talking about? Too close to home, stepping on toes, Ricky. Whoa, okay. Maybe for you, it's start serving others with others in a network, right? Or maybe for some of you, it's get involved in a life group to go into a deeper spiritual training. It may be uncomfortable at first, but so what? The prize is totally worth it. The prize is because we follow the one who won the ultimate prize. Its rewards are eternal, now and forevermore, a greatness that can be enjoyed now and will still be relished long after we're all dead and gone from this current broken state. When all of the great things of this material world have passed away, this relationship with God in Christ, the greatest thing of all, will still endure forever. And Paul trained hard for it. He trained hard for this so he could experience the benefits of this greatness. He could enjoy spiritual wins in this life and the next. These are things they told him. They said, Paul, we're going to kill you. And he said, that's okay. To die is gain. And he said that. And that's not somebody trying. That's somebody trained. And that's somebody who knows greatness, the kind that spawns true joy. They said, not afraid of death, huh, Paul? We're going to let you live miserably. And he said, great, I won't even resent you because to live is Christ. He said that, and that's not trying, that's trained. And someone who knows greatness, true greatness, the kind that enjoys the spiritual win of real love. And finally they said, no, Paul, I don't think you get it. We're really going to make you suffer. And Paul dug deep, deep into his training for this next one. Here's what he came out with. Okay, this current suffering cannot be compared to the glory that will be revealed. What?